Inflammaging, how chronic inflammation accelerates aging and what you can do about it. As time marches on, our bodies can gradually enter a state of chronic low-grade inflammation known as inflammaging. This process accelerates the aging process and increases the risk of age-related diseases, from heart conditions to diabetes to cognitive decline. Inflammaging is a portmanteau of inflammation and aging. It can burn years off our lifespan, leaving us sick and suffering. However, emerging research shows you can combat inflammaging by adopting simple lifestyle strategies. Adding high-quality protein to your diet, getting enough sleep and sunlight, and making sure you reach your number of steps for the day are just a few straightforward measures you can take. Understanding the root causes and taking preventive measures to mitigate inflammation can be the difference between enjoying our golden years and not. Inflammation is slow-burning fire. Acute inflammation is your body's natural response to an injury or unwanted foreign invader, whether a small splinter or a threatening virus. The redness and swelling you experience from a paper cut or sore throat is part of an immune response that keeps you healthy. Inflammation only becomes an issue when it is prolonged or becomes chronic. This persistent inflammatory state is subtler and long-term, silently wearing down our cells, tissues, and organs over time, Dr. Avni Sheth, a general practitioner and functional nutritional therapist in the UK, whose specialties include treating chronic low-grade inflammation, told the Epoch Times in an email. Chronic inflammation can last for months or even years and may result from a number of factors, including ongoing infections, autoimmune diseases, exposure to toxins or irritants, or lifestyle factors like a poor diet and lack of exercise. In essence, ongoing inflammation acts like a slow-burning fire inside the body, gradually eroding health, vitality, and longevity, said Sheth. Researchers have identified several hallmarks of aging, and age-related chronic inflammation makes the list. Key factors. Several mechanisms can contribute to inflammaging. Cellular senescence increases with age and is one of the primary contributors to age-related diseases, such as limited mobility and impaired cognitive abilities. Senescence is a process where cells stop growing and undergo noticeable changes, such as alterations in their DNA structure, changes in metabolism, increased cell recycling, and the release of pro-inflammatory substances. This process results in the permanent loss of the cell's ability to reproduce and results in a key characteristic of aging, the depletion of stem cells. Stem cells are the foundation of many different types of cells in the body. A decline in their number results from senescence, making it harder for tissues to repair and regenerate, leading to damage in surrounding tissues, which fuels inflammaging. The accumulation of senescent cells also releases harmful substances, known as SASPs, which contribute to chronic inflammation. While not clearly understood yet, mitochondria dysfunction is also linked to inflammaging. The mitochondria are the part of the cell that plays a key role in producing energy and regulating metabolism. Aging often leads to dysfunction in this part, generating free radicals that contribute to chronic inflammation. Mitochondrial dysfunction and cell senescence are chief signs of aging that are closely linked. The dysfunction in mitochondria is both a cause and effect of cellular senescence, and this interconnection plays a major role in various feedback loops that trigger and sustain cellular aging. Aging is also associated with the weakening of our immune system function, known as immunosenescence. This decline can interfere with the body's ability to clear cellular debris effectively, thus increasing inflammation. The immune system becomes less efficient, often releasing more inflammatory molecules as it tries to defend the body, noted Sheth. Gut health plays a significant role in inflammaging. As we age, the diversity and composition of the gut microbiome can change. An imbalance in gut bacteria can lead to increased intestinal permeability, often called a leaky gut. While a controversial topic, this impaired gut barrier is believed to allow toxins and bacteria to enter the bloodstream, triggering immune responses and promoting inflammation. Sheth noted that lifestyle factors can also compound inflammation as we get older. Sedentary behavior, stress, poor diet, smoking, and excessive alcohol consumption can increase inflammation and accelerate the aging process. Long-term exposure to environmental elements such as pollutants and toxins may also promote inflammatory responses. Health impact. Failing to address chronic inflammation can lead to an increased risk of conditions and a host of health issues. Over time, this persistent inflammatory state can impair the body's ability to repair itself, increasing susceptibility to chronic diseases and reducing overall resilience, Dr. Helicina, who holds a doctorate in dietetics and clinical nutrition, told the Epoch Times in an email. Unchecked chronic inflammation can lead to serious health complications, including cardiovascular disease, metabolic disease, neurodegenerative diseases, cancer, frailty, and reduced quality of life in the elderly, she continued. According to the research, it is also a risk factor for mood disorders like depression and autoimmune disease. Sheth outlined some typical telltale signs that accompany inflammaging. Gut issues, bloating, gas, irregular bowel movements, and general digestive discomfort can be signs of inflammation, which can cause gastrointestinal tract issues like inflammatory bowel disease. Brain fog, difficulty concentrating, memory lapses, or feeling fuzzy-headed may point to inflammaging. Research supports that higher levels of inflammation negatively affect memory and overall cognitive functioning. Stubborn weight. The inability to lose weight despite exercise and dietary changes may offer a clue. There is an interconnection between inflammation and insulin resistance, and increased adipose tissue is associated with enhanced inflammatory responses. Insulin resistance leads to elevated insulin levels, which can promote fat storage and make it harder for the body to use fat as fuel. Insulin resistance is the basis for type 2 diabetes. Moreover, type 2 diabetes is itself a chronic inflammatory disease. While insulin resistance can result from many factors, the inflammatory response ultimately links the factors. Low energy and fatigue, inflammaging may be the culprit of persistent tiredness and difficulty recovering from stress. While fatigue is a broad symptom that can have a myriad of underlying causes, chronic fatigue can be induced by inflammation. Aches and pains, mild joint or muscle discomfort that seems to linger may have an inflammatory root cause. A review published in the International Journal of Molecular Science in 2019 found that while aging isn't the sole cause of cartilage degeneration, it is a risk factor. Changes in the joint due to aging can lead to the release of inflammatory substances, resulting in systemic inflammation that causes cartilage damage and pain. Although these symptoms can be similar to those of various health issues, they often point toward persistent, low-grade inflammation linked to the aging process. Lifestyle strategies to prevent inflammaging. Limiting inflammaging requires a combination of lifestyle choices and dietary approaches. Diet. A review published in Nutrients, of which Sina is an author, found that malnutrition, particularly protein malnutrition, significantly contributes to inflammaging in the elderly population. Sina recommends focusing on high-quality protein sources like lean meats, fish, eggs, dairy, legumes, and plant-based proteins, including tofu or soy-derived products. Sina also highlights coordinating timing when it comes to eating protein. Distribute protein consumption evenly across meals to support muscle synthesis, she suggested. To thwart inflammaging, not only is it essential to maintain sufficient protein intake, but it's also important to embrace an anti-inflammatory diet abundant in vegetables, bioactive antioxidants, and other nutrient-rich foods, per Sina. Omega-3 oils found in fatty fish have anti-inflammatory properties. Anti-inflammatory bioactive compounds can be found in fruits and vegetables, grains, spices, tea, olive oil, fruit juices, wine, chocolate, and beer. Curcumin, in particular, found in turmeric, has been shown to have anti-inflammatory properties. A balanced and varied diet plays a crucial role in mitigating the effects of inflammaging and supporting healthier aging, said Sina. Sheth offered some simple steps to cover your nutrition bases to help halt inflammaging. Swap refined grains for whole grains. Add fatty fish like salmon twice a week. Include more colorful produce, she said. Exercise. Regular exercise is a means of combating age-related inflammation. A systematic review published in Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience in 2019 found that aerobic exercise significantly benefits inflammatory markers in middle-aged and older adults. Sheth suggested aiming for 30 minutes of moderate activity, such as walking, cycling, and yoga, on most days of the week. The Centers for Disease Control recommends adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity per week, which can be broken into 30-minute sessions 5 days per week. Gut health. A balanced gut microbiome supports a healthy immune system and can help regulate inflammation. An imbalance may lead to increased inflammation and various health issues. Sina suggested eating prebiotic and probiotic-rich foods to support gut health. Include foods like yogurt, kefir, kimchi, and high-fiber vegetables and fruit to nourish beneficial gut bacteria, she suggested. Sheth added the importance of limiting processed sugars and refined carbs. Reduce high sugar intake, as this causes imbalances in your gut microbiome, she noted. Optimize sleep. Proper sleep supports the body's ability to repair itself. Research shows that poor sleep, including disturbances and a short duration, can lead to chronic low-grade inflammation. Sina recommends aiming for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep per night for cellular repair and immune regulation. Stress management. Chronic stress can lead to higher levels of inflammation. Sheth added that mindfulness techniques could help lower stress hormones that fuel inflammaging. Incorporate short meditation breaks, try deep breathing exercises, or adopt a mindful morning routine, she suggested. Sina stresses the importance of social connections, as isolation can contribute to stress and inflammation. She recommends engaging in social activities to promote mental and emotional well-being. On a related note, U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has long warned of the health effects of loneliness and isolation. Inflammation may be a common pathway that explains the many diverse health outcomes associated with isolation and loneliness, according to a 2023 Surgeon General's advisory. Indeed, loneliness can increase inflammation as much as physical inactivity, noted the report. Sun exposure. Your body needs some sunlight to produce vitamin D3, which has a role in regulating immune function and inflammation. Sina recommended getting adequate sun exposure for vitamin D synthesis while keeping it safe and using sunscreen to prevent skin damage. Research supports 10 to 20 minutes of sun in the spring and summer and up to 2 hours in the winter, though this will vary depending on your latitude. Complement this with a diet rich in vegetables and fruits containing carotenoids to enhance skin protection and overall health, she noted. Supplements. Therapeutic interventions for inflammaging can involve supplementing strategically, according to Sina. If your dietary intake of a certain nutrient is insufficient, she proposed considering supplements including proteins, amino acids, micronutrients, or nutrient-enriched snacks. Testing. Both Sina and Sheth recommend ongoing testing and personalized support as tools to tackle inflammaging. Sina highlights monitoring inflammation biomarkers like C-reactive protein, body composition, and strength measurement in regular health checkups to help catch and address inflammation early. Sheth advised working with a qualified medical professional with experience in functional nutrition or medicine for advanced testing to assess gut and hormone health and to consider nutrigenomics or the intersection of nutrition and genetics. This can help you pinpoint a personalized strategy for combating inflammaging. Preventing inflammaging is crucial for longevity and optimal overall health as we age. Adopting a proactive approach that includes diet and lifestyle adjustments can help lessen the chronic low-grade inflammation that comes along with the years. Ultimately, by prioritizing these strategies, a healthier future is at your fingertips.